Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you joining with us again for another short devotional message from God's Word. If you've been with us over the last number of days, you might remember that we're looking at some lessons from Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, who Dickens describes as that covetous old sinner. On Christmas Eve, Ebenezer Scrooge has the experience of being able to look at his past, consider his present, and then getting a little insight into his future. And as he thinks about the past, he is filled with a sense of regret, as well as a sense of remorse for decisions that he has made, opportunities that he has squandered, relationships that he has broken, and priorities that he has neglected. And it causes him to think upon his ways. And then shortly thereafter, he is allowed to see things present that ordinarily he would not be privy to. How people consider him, how people view him. You see, Scrooge has a very selfish and self-centered view of his life. He never really considers others, how others look at him and how others consider him and view him. And he begins to realize that a lot of people don't think all that highly of him. He begins to realize as well that there are many blessings in life that he ought to be enjoying and should be enjoying, but isn't. Just because of his proud spirit, he's not willing to humble himself and respond to the kindness even of others. And then at last he gets a glimpse into the future, how things will turn out for him if he does not repent and amend his ways. And that is perhaps for him the most shocking thing of all. He realizes that if he dies, there's really nobody at all that's going to miss him. Nobody seems to show any emotion over his death or indifferent to it. And as he thinks about these things, he begins to realize that by and large, living for self and material gain and living for money, he has really wasted and squandered the best part of his life. At last, he wakes up and realizes that he has been given another opportunity to live for things that really matter. And so he amends his ways. He begins to live for things that are vital and things that are important, the needs of others, and begins to show love and kindness and generosity to all people around him. Now, we know that this, of course, is a fictional story, but there are valuable lessons in it for each and every one of us. As we survey our past, as we consider our future, as we anticipate where we are presently, certainly, if we look at our lives, there is a lot of room for improvement for each and every one of us. Furthermore, the Bible reminds us that we can have a new start, a new beginning with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If any man's in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Let me just read to you some verses from the little prophecy of Haggai. Like so many other minor prophets, the prophecy of Haggai is often misunderstood and often neglected and not even read at all. It's sad that many professing Christians are almost completely unfamiliar of the Word of God, especially in the Old Testament and especially with regards to the minor prophets. And yet their message is so relevant for us today. The prophet Haggai was raised up by God to call the children of Israel to examine themselves and to search their hearts. And we read these words in Haggai chapter 1, verses 5 through to verse number 7. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And that's what Ebenezer Scrooge was called to do, forced to do. Consider his ways, his past, his present, his future, where he had been, where he now was, and ultimately, where he was going. And it would serve us well to do the same. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and ye bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Verse number 7 again. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And the children of Israel were living for self. They were sowing, but they weren't bringing in. They were eating, but they weren't filled. They were drinking, but they were not satisfied. and they were taking their hard-earned wages and putting them into bags with holes, and they had nothing to show for their labours, and they were dissatisfied and discontent. Why? Because they were living for self. They weren't seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They weren't putting the Lord first and foremost in all things. They weren't labouring for things that really mattered. They were living solely for self, and there they were, discontent and dissatisfied. And here we are at Christmas season once again. Many people will be out drinking and eating and trying to be merry, but whenever all is said and done, still empty, dissatisfied inside. Maybe it's time for us as a people, as a nation, to consider our ways, where we have been, where we now are, and where we're going. Without God, the future doesn't look very bright or promising. But if we return to the Lord and seek his face and live for things that really matter, his kingdom, his worth, his name, his glory, and the benefit of others, surely we have a cause really worth living for whenever we put him first. May God bless you today. Happy Christmas if we don't see you, and you look after yourselves. Stay safe, and most of all, keep close to the Lord. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.